In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The words that we have heard in the Holy Gospel today were uttered by our Lord Jesus Christ during the Last Supper. The Apostle St. John, who was there, gives us in his Gospel the transcription of the precious words that fell from the mouth of the Savior during that night, the last night before his sacrifice. Our Lord announced his suffering and the death he was going to undergo for our salvation. But he assured his disciples of his victory. If the apostles were to be deprived of the presence of our Lord because of his death, they would be able to rejoice again because of his resurrection. However, our Lord also told his disciples what was going to happen after his resurrection. He would have to go back to his Father. And when they heard the news of his departure, the disciples were filled with sorrow. But here is the answer of our Lord. Because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth. It is expedient to you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. So our Lord had to go. Otherwise, the disciples would not be able to receive the Holy Ghost. But we could ask ourselves, isn't he the one who gives the Holy Ghost? So why does he have to depart for the Holy Ghost to come? Our Lord withdraws his humanity so the disciples could be elevated to his divinity. The Lord had to disappear from their eyes in order to appear to their soul. The Lord had to cease to be the object of their senses in order to become the object of their faith. The disciples were called to diminish their attachment to his humanity and to increase their faith in his divinity. So they would no longer be able to say, I see. But instead they would proclaim, I believe. Credo. Credo in unum Deum. I believe in one God. Credo in unum Dominum Iesum Christum. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ. And to believe in Jesus Christ is essential for anyone to be saved. Let us be clear, it's not an option. For He is the only way, the only truth, the only life. Because as St. Peter says, there is no one else in which we can find salvation. But what does that mean? To believe in Jesus Christ. My brethren, it goes far beyond to believe that He existed, to acknowledge that there was a man called Jesus of Nazareth does not make anyone a believer. Many historical documents, religious or not, prove the existence of Jesus Christ. In this way, to believe that He existed is simply an evidence of history and not an act of faith. So we needed to go beyond the simple affirmation of His existence. Moreover, it would not be enough to acknowledge that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah. It would not be enough. But why? Because as long as I do not confess Jesus Christ as the Lord, as long as I do not confess His divinity, I cannot be saved. Since the beginning of Christianity, many who confessed that Jesus was the Messiah were found to be guilty of heresy. Because they would confess His humanity, but they would deny His divinity. And that was the case of Arius in the 4th century. Arius believed that Jesus was the Messiah, but he would deny His divinity. And he was able to convince many people of his teaching. Not only the laity, but many priests and bishops had fallen into this error. Almost the totality of the hierarchy was preaching heresy and lies. But the flame of the true faith was not extinguished. But it remained alive in some small churches like ours. The crisis lasted for many years, and the defenders of the true faith had a lot to suffer. and the great defender of the divinity of our Lord during that time was Saint Athanasius, whose feast we celebrate this coming Wednesday, May the 2nd. Looking at him, we can see how important, how essential it is to keep and to defend our faith. Because it's not enough to believe in something, but we have to believe the truth. And in order to believe in Jesus Christ, in the way we ought to, we have to believe that He is God, one with the Father and the Holy Ghost. Because if He is not God, my brethren, if He is not God, He has not saved us, and we are going to die in our sins. So the confession of the divinity of Jesus Christ is the very foundation of our faith. This is the stone that was rejected by the Jews and became the cornerstone of the church. We needed to remember that it was because of this confession. It was because our Lord confessed to be the Son of God that the Jews accused Him of blasphemy and wanted Him to die. This confession was the cause of His condemnation. But this confession became the cause of our salvation. This is the act of faith that our Lord expects from His disciples, from you and me, that we confess that He is the Lord, that we confess His divinity. So let us reaffirm our faith in the divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may Saint Athanasius, the great defender of the true faith, assist us in this battle that we have to face today against heresy. So let us keep the flame of the true faith burning. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.